I'm going to go into now a quick, what I'm going to call it, rapid-fire Islamic primer. And IQ, we've done this before a year ago. I want to do it again. And you are very good at answering questions with short answers, and but answer what you need, but take as short a time as possible. We're going to try and go through a lot of key questions. Are you ready to go, sir?
Ready. Go.
All right. In your opinion, what is the most effective and dangerous lie perpetrated by Islamic jihadists to Christians in the United States and Europe?
With all due respect, there is no such thing as Islamic jihadists lying. They don't lie. They tell you the truth. They want us exterminated. What you should have said, stealth jihadists. And what do the stealth jihadists tell us? That Islam is an Abrahamic religion. That Allah is the same as the God of the Bible. So when you see people, and the people that I'm talking about are people like Kerr, C-A-I-R, Keith Ellison, and Linda Sarsour. They are the stealth jihadists.
All right, and you would say that the lie told to Jews, we're all fathers, children of Abraham, are basically the same thing. That lie to Christians and Jews is basically the same. That's what you're saying.
Exactly. They want us exterminated. I mean, what is there to discuss?
Okay, let's go ahead. The second question. Across America, there are Islamic billboards that are up on freeways, paid for by front groups from the Muslim Brotherhood, CARE, and Islamic Society of North America, ISNA, that say this: Jesus was a Muslim. That's right. They say that. My question to you is, what strategic message are they trying to convince the American people about in a message like that?
That Jesus believes in Allah, their pagan God, and that he's not God.
So basically, that ties in with a lie that you just talked about.
Absolutely. It's all connected. Everything about Islam is lies.
Okay, let's go to the next question. In Christendom, Jesus is believed to be, we believe Jesus to be the Son of God, yet all man. In Islam, Jesus is also highly respected, but there are major differences. What would you say are the major differences in regard to the belief in Jesus, Islam, compared to Christianity?
Simple. Jesus in Islam is only human, not God, not divine.
All right, that's the major one. So Jesus, Islam, is not God. Let me ask you this question. According to Islam, when Jesus comes back, and they believe that Jesus is the Christ, he's going to come back, what will Jesus do, according to Islam, when he comes back?
He will destroy Christianity.
He will take Jews and Christians to hell, correct?
Absolutely. He will destroy, them because they're unbelievers.
All right. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're still going through here. Now, in simple terms, let me go ahead here now, IQ. What is the difference between militant jihad and civilization jihad?
There is no such thing as civilizational jihad because jihad is destructive. It's not a builder. The term should be stealth jihad again and again and again. It is stealth jihad. They have no civilization.
All right. That's a very good point. No such thing as civilization jihad, ladies and gentlemen. Stealth
doesn't exist.
Jihad. Okay. Let me go ahead. What's the major point of controversy between Sunni Muslims, Saudi Arabia, and Shia Muslims, Iran? What's the point of controversy?
Okay. First of all, both hate non-Muslims at 80% of humanity. The hatred for each other between the two of them resides on only one item. Who should lead the Muslim world as a khalifa? Should it be a one descended from the bloodline of Muhammad, or could it be anybody who is a Muslim but who knows how to lead the Muslim community? That's all the difference. There's nothing else.
Okay. Next question. While there are differences, as you cite, between Shia Islam and Sunni Islam, can either one of them ever be a true friend to the United States or to the West then?
Never, 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 never. Full stop. Next.
All right. Then, in your opinion, Saudi Arabia right now there's in a coalition with the United States. They are condemning right now the Muslim Brotherhood. They're trying to get Qatar to do the same thing, condemning the Brotherhood as a terrorist organization. Does that therefore mean that Saudi Arabia disagrees with the goals of the Muslim Brotherhood, or just maybe their tactics?
It's tactics. All Muslims speak from both sides of their mouth, which is Allah and Sharia sanctioned deception, called taqiyya. Everything about Islam is deception.
All right. So Saudi Arabia condemning the Muslim Brotherhood are all about tactics. They are not disagreeing with the Brotherhood in their effort to produce any kind of stealth jihad. That's what you're saying? Not at all. Okay.
Correct.
All right.
Correct. 100%.
Okay. Okay, let's go here. If the United States and Europe were to awaken to the reality of this Islamic goal to destroy our respective nations, if we would actually woke up, what would be done by those in political power and or the church as a counter to the threat?
We have to use draconian rules. For example, first of all, you stop all Muslim immigration. 100%, you stop it. Second, you make the Quran illegal. Why? Because it incites the followers of Muhammad, called Muslims, to never be friends to non-Muslims. There's nothing difficult about what I'm telling you. Nothing, absolutely nothing. It's all factual and it's all simple. You stop immigration, you make the Quran illegal because it incites people to kill.
All right, very good. Let me go ahead. From a security and information perspective, IQ, if you could identify maybe one, two, three, the most important facts for American patriots, American Christians, to know about Muslims in America and their goals for conquest, what would they be?
First of all, read the Quran, chapters 2 to chapter 9. Second of all, never believe the Muslim will be loyal to you. Never. Because it is mandated in the Quran that they cannot be loyal to you under Sharia. And three, never listen to the news media. Always double check, triple check. You don't believe anything? Come to my website or come to Sam Rohr's website. Don't listen to the media. They will lie to you 24 hours, 7 days, 365. Back to you.
All right, very good. Two quick questions here, then we'll be done here at the end here. And then, Gary, I want you to pray for us. Is there any real difference between Sharia and Sharia law?
It's the same thing. No difference. Go.
Okay. If you can identify, what's the most dangerous aspect of Sharia to anyone who is a Christian, Jew, or loves freedom?
No freedom. They want to submit. They want us to submit or to be exterminated.
All right, so that's basically what you're saying. Sharia says you submit or you be exterminated. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, can Islam, last one, ever be separated from Sharia or Muslims ever modify Sharia, including the young potential king of Saudi Arabia?
Beautiful question. No, never.
Never possible.